It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks for being here. I know you're suffering from pink eye right now.
I think I may have pink eye.
You know, as bad and as miserable as you've been the past couple weeks or however long this has been since you've been sick and dealing with malady after malady, think about people who have like really serious conditions one right after the other. I mean, you've at least had, you know, bronchitis or a cold, pink eye, COVID. Things that are COVID.
Laryngitis.
Yeah, laryngitis, which once again isn't fatal.
It's been the worst three-week stretch of my life, though, I think.
Yeah. And think about the misery that all of those things have brought you.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear these medical tales of, yeah, someone's going in to have their legs sawed off for diabetes. They find cancer. They're having to battle that. And then they had a brain aneurysm, and they got that.
I know.
I mean, the stuff that people deal with, it's unbelievable.
I've always said this, that your health is number one. As long as you have your health, you almost have no right to complain about anything else. Because once your health is gone or compromised in any way, it consumes your life.
Yeah, and you it certainly gives you a different perspective.
Yeah.
When you're battling a health thing, all of a sudden you're not quite as worried about the mean online comments or the person who cut you off in the parking lot.
Right.
All those other things. But yet, as soon as we get healthy again, we go back to seeking that level of unhappiness once again by being really annoyed by those minor things. Okay. This came up on the Hardline yesterday as I did my normal rant reunion with them on Thursday afternoons at 4:55. I joined the Hardline for about 30 minutes. And I think those guys had not heard of mukbang videos, which we've talked about here on this show before.
What is that again?
It's one of the really popular trends now is people who go online and they stream themselves eating extreme amounts of food in short periods of time. Yeah. Mukbang videos.
Yeah.
Well, that's adjacent to what we're going to talk about this morning, which is the dark fetish world of feederism. Have you heard of feederism?
No.
Feet.
Okay, I'll read you this story.
F-E-E-D?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's generally women who eat food and the feeders pay money for them to eat certain kinds of food or wear a certain outfit while they're eating food and trying to gain weight. One guy paid for two women to eat a pizza together. There's the story of Rosie Jean is detailed in this story, sitting down to eat a rack of ribs, a pound of sausages, and two sides. She said that that started her feederism journey. Everything's a journey.
No, it's not.
She said, I developed diabetes. I could barely walk. I was very sick, nauseous, and dizzy all the time. She wrecked her health due to feederism. She's 32, from Florida. Sucked into the dark world of feederism. Like thousands of young women around the world, she was selling videos of herself binge eating to men online. The feeders talked to the reporter in this story, and they said that their motivation for them, it's about deep affection and respect and intimacy, this Canadian guy said.
Gluttony turns me on, eh? A girl overeating as part of sexual relations is the ultimate intimacy.
No, that is not.
Just so
would you
weird.
Not judge him just yet?
What?
He said he watches feeder content online all the time, and he's been attracted to what he calls fat women since elementary school. Quote,
I have a belly fetish, and I think it would be tremendously erotic and intimate as part of lovemaking to encourage her to eat, caress her fat, and declare true love of her fat.
Unfair that you're using Norm's voice.
Another 74-year-old guy from Connecticut said,
The idea of girls getting fat and being happy about it, like so happy that they'll put getting fat before anything is appealing.
All right.
There are 30,000 feeding related accounts on OnlyFans alone.
If you have this freakazoid condition,
okay, just, you're not being compassionate.
Why do you have to share it with the world? Why do you have to say, you know, this really turns me on when that happens, you know, when they eat pork? Jeez. Nobody wants to hear it.
The feeders, there's several sites, of course, you know, you got subreddits devoted to it. Then there's a site called Phoebe and Fantasy Feeder. Phoebe has 97,000 users. And these women often perform naked or wearing revealing outfits. Rosie says, I was treated like a goddess because I was 530 pounds. And she made thousands and thousands of dollars selling this. She said, it turned my eating disorder from a shame cycle to a pleasure cycle, where you're gradualizing the act of stuffing yourself and you have these people adoring you. Another feedie who goes by the performer name Contrast. She films herself eating vast amounts of food from a funnel. So it's blended up and put into a funnel, and she shotguns it while wearing like a string bikini, and she's like 400 pounds.
Pay to watch this.
Oh, lots of money for this.
What the hell's the matter?
And you
could
subscribe, you know, it's like $20 a month to get some of these people to subscribe to their particular feed.
What are these charges on the credit card? I just watched this girl blend up a bunch of food and put it down a funnel.
This 24-year-old from South California says that she describes that she sells nudes, lingerie, feedings, and stuffings.
You know, it's one of the many things sad about this is it's watching a slow suicide.
Is it empowering?
These people who are paying for this are funding these women's slow suicides.
I think that that's the old idea that being overweight is bad for your health.
No.
I think that now the idea is that fat is not unhealthy.
If you're already overweight like that and you're stuffing yourself for money, that is a slow suicide.
One woman advertises she only charges $12 a month for daily nude pictures with captions such as, my fat clothes are being outgrown by the minute with all the calories I'm pumping into my body. Soon I won't be able to walk.
See?
Exclamation point.
This is not good for these women. And men are funding it.
Why can't you shut down a site like this? Because
people are allowed to do what they want with their own bodies.
Yeah, I guess.
We all are committing some form of slow suicide, I guess, in a way.
No doubt about it. But when you sell it, it's just...
There is another offshoot of all this called death feederism. And it's people who want to gain so much weight that they become immobile or even die. One woman posted on Reddit, after hitting 400 pounds, I found myself getting more and more turned on by death feederism.
All right.
I keep imagining my last steps, the last time I can move my arms, my last breath.
See my
if
earlier
anyone
comment.
Would want to make me so huge that I don't make it to 30, we should totally talk.
See my earlier comment.
You guys are not enjoying freedom.
Wow, it's sad.
You're not appreciating what freedom has brought us.
That's worse than the plane humping club.
Oh, whoa,
the people
that
you know, get off on dating planes or cars or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you've told us about those people too.
The stick it up your tailpipe
club.
Yeah,
the stick it up your tailpipe club.
There was one 255-pound 21-year-old girl who was seeking a male feeder to help her become immobile. She explained that, quote, uncontrollably destroying my body with weight gain has been a very big turn on for me.
All right, we must be just done.
What do you mean?
As a human race.
So you're saying this sounds a little end stage capitalism to you? This sounds like end of an empire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We done.
Wow.
If this is how we are spending our time, and there's more than like two people doing this, and it sounds like there's
try 100,000 creators on one site alone. It's crazy, but Yeah, and mukbang videos, it's popular with, like, young kids now watch this stuff. Now, these aren't the Grexualized, the mukbang videos, I don't think are all, you know, Grexualized feedings kind of thing. It's just like watching, oh, dude, look, this guy's going to stuff him, see if he can eat, you know, 50 pizzas. Stuff that we would be into, right? Something that
no.
The Ticket has eating contest, and hey, Giorgio says he can eat 5 plates of jambalaya. Yeah, go.
Oh, just 4.
Those are one-offs, though. This is daily.
Right. Is there any chance that you guys will get into death feederism?
No.
No.
No, I'm not going to fall in love with a plane either, and I'm not going to dress up as a pony tonight. What? You know, all that crap.
Planes and giraffes are both stupid.
If you're going to have a sexual relationship with them, yeah.
What conversation was that?
Gosh. This is the stupidest show
ever.
That
was you trying to tell me that being in love with a plane or a giraffe is okay.
I've never had that conversation with you.
We just heard it.
I don't think so.
Facts.
So could you have explained to your dearly departed father the world of death feederism in a way that it would make sense to him?
No.
And that he would approve of it?
No.
Just the quote from that woman. She's lovingly and anticipating her last.
God.
She gets so excited thinking about the last time she can move her arms.
It reminds me of your thing you were all about 15 years ago, bug chasers and givers.
Yeah.
People who were seeking it was real disease.
I was not into that. That was an article
you
in Rolling Stone.
Wanted to be a giver.
That I was assigned to cover
to
for
the
Ticket.
Bug chaser.
And you decided to make it your life's cause.
No.
Learning as much as possible
it
about
was just, it. It was an article that just had some creepy moments in it. Such as when the gift giver talked about looking up at the bug chaser looking up at the gift giver as they were completing the act of lovemaking, and they knew that that AIDS was being transmitted into them, and what a erotic spiritual experience it was.
Sorry.
It was just such a creepy moment. Jeez. In the story. It just stays with you.
That's wow. Enough.
Knowing that. And I think the quote was, I was being given the
gift of death.
Okay,
anyway.
That's enough.
Anyway, but also no. Candy and rainbows.
Okay,
so
candy and rainbows.
Those also exist in the
that's
world.
A happy
so
ending.
That's a happy way to end it.
All right, thanks. That's, I think, thanks. That's the ODEC.